Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
Are you trusting God? Not when everything is going like wonderful, but when things are pressed.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Heron with today's message.
If you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews 11, and with one of your other fingers, turn back to Genesis 22 is where we will end up parking. Hebrews 11 is a commentary, the New Testament commentary on Genesis 22, and see if we can stay with that. How many of you enjoy tests? You just love tests, okay? Let's pray for you. And that's not normal behavior, but unless you're really prepared and you already have the test in front of you, you've got all the questions, and then bam, they're pretty easy, but that's not normally the case. One of the colleges that I think of when I'm thinking about this area of testing is Cal Poly, which is kind of a technical school, and basically what they do is dealing in lots of different areas, but at least a number of years ago when I was down that area, they were known for technology. And so what they would do is, at the end of the school year, the seniors were able to leave for the day and they would lock their room. The freshmen had the opportunity to be able to try and get into the room of those seniors. They were broken down into individual little freshmen groups. They couldn't damage or harm or destroy any part to the room. So one of those years, I had heard that some of the freshmen were able to accomplish getting into one of the seniors' room, and he came back. His room had been able to get into, and they took his room and took it all toilet papered, and at that time, Silly String had just come out, and the thing was like chucked full of all of this stuff. So the senior, he's got to like deal with this thing. That wasn't as creative as the other one that I'd heard in one of the rooms, that when the senior came back, they had the freshman group had taken all their furniture and moved it all into the corner of their room and taken their whole room and made it into a giant aquarium. They had put all this plastic down about 4 feet high, filled it with water, and then filled it with fish, including a little baby shark, which I thought was really cool. Now that's like, whoa. The top one that really was the ultimate was the senior that came back, opened his door to his second floor dorm room, and found in the middle of his room, after all the furniture pushed away, his Volkswagen. They had taken his Volkswagen from the parking lot and dismantled it and put it back together in the middle of this guy's room, and it was running. Now that was really cool. Because the point was, hey, take the information we give to you and make application. So they had taken this, I guess, abilities that, hey, how do things operate, and try and make application. Now, I don't know that I would encourage that, but I thought it was quite interesting and quite creative. Be able to take what you know and test it. And on a bigger picture of life, that is what God does to you and to me all the time. Fact is, the Christians were first known as believers before they were known as anything else. Acts chapter 4. The believers met together. The old English word for believe is the word by live. Because actually, what the whole word implies is you really don't know what you think and really what you believe unless you know what you're living by live. And that's really what God does to you and I. As Christians, He takes what do you know up here and He forces it into our life. And I'm going to tell you, for most of those tests that God does, we don't like them. There's characteristics of how those tests are and what those tests look like. And I'd like to take one life in the life of Abraham in the text that we read in Hebrews chapter 11. That's where you find the term when it is said in Hebrews 11. And we read it earlier in verse 17. When this account says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried. What was that test? Actually, that's the word for test. You see, earlier we talked about Abraham, and let me do a little quick review. The only way to live is to live by faith. Let me tell you something. If you are a Christian, God is not going to let you just sit on your own and do nothing for Him. No more than any father in his love would let his child just move on his way and do his thing and really not care. And so, the life of Abraham is given to us as one of many that we're going to continue on out of the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and look at Old Testament examples of the New Testament commentary. And Abraham was one. I gave you the first two thoughts about the life of Abraham. Do you remember? Can I review with you very quickly here? Number one, I gave you the thought that when he was called, he obeyed. When Abraham was called, he obeyed. And we talked about the fact that God called Abraham. Number two, that when he was promised, he believed. God gave him a promise that we would know theologically as the Abrahamic covenant. God gave Abraham a covenant and said, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And he did, because he was not only called, he had to obey. And when he was promised by God, he had to believe. And today, thirdly, I want to draw your attention to the third thought, and that is out of the life of Abraham, when he was tested, he trusted. Really, those three verses is explaining that when Abraham was tested in giving up someone he deeply loved, he trusted God in all of that. Question you for today, are you trusting God? Not when everything is going like wonderful, but when things are pressed and there are straits and difficulties and life isn't going so well. Or that one area where everything else seems to be going great, but that one area, if it just wasn't for this one area, that one person or that one circumstance or that one financial whatever, it would be wonderful. Wouldn't life be wonderful? But there's always that one thing. Why? Because I'm going to tell you that God wants you to trust Him. And the only way He knows if you're going to really trust Him is to test you. And that's why you have the life of Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11. Turn back to Genesis 22 because there's a fuller account of this, and I think it's worth looking at. And we'll kind of toggle between Hebrews 11 because I really believe these are the same three reasons that God gave to Abraham in testing him that God will also test you and me. The Bible is the commentary on the Bible. And so what does this passage say? Genesis 22, 14 verses. I won't read through every verse, but really Genesis 22 is an expansion of Hebrews 11 because the story is told about Abraham who is tested by God. And it reveals these three reasons why God did this. And I'm going to tell you the same reasons why God did it to Abraham, He did it to you and I. And He does every day. What are they? I think it's good to understand this because if you don't, listen to me, if you don't, you are going to be just like a number of Christians that you might even know. They're bitter, they're angry, they're distrusting, they're constantly unsettled and emotionally insecure because they have failed to understand all of His love. You start looking at in a wrong way. So why does God do all of this? Let me give you three reasons. Number one, I think you'll find in the text, number one, that the reason why is to prove Abraham's faith. That's why God put him through this test. It's to prove Abraham's faith. We read it in Hebrews 11:17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. The word tried is the Greek word parazo, which very simply means to prove. It very simply means to put to the proof or put to the test. That's what it says in Genesis 22, and it's unfortunate that the one word that is better used is the word test. In the King James, it says, and it came to pass, chapter 22, verse 1, if you toggle back there, after these things, that God did tempt Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get you into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I'll tell of you. He said, Abraham, you're down in Beersheba. I want you to go up to the land of Moriah. It's about 60 miles away. And it was there, that test was there to prove Abraham. I'll make a comment about this because I think it's important to understand that there's a difference between being tempted and being tested. You say, well, Pastor, what are those? I think very simply the best thing to keep in mind to know the difference between the two, because, well, you say, well, and I remember as a kid reading this thinking, well, man, you know, look at that. God tempted an Abraham. The Bible says in 1 John 4, good commentary on this, and also in James 1, the Bible says God doesn't tempt man. And so, well, man, did he? No, he didn't tempt him. He tested him. You see, temptation, very simply, a good point to make here is that Satan tempts man to sin. God tests man to strengthen him. In other words, what I mean by that is that to tempt something is to solicit to do evil. Testing someone is the opportunity to do good. So God is going to test us to find out how good do we want to end up operating for his benefit, for God's glory, James 1:11. The difficulty many times is they say they look so much alike. I remember years ago reading in the paper about a guy that said, God told me to kill my son. God's not going to tell you to kill your son. God is going to end up telling you to obey, and we've got the full revelation of his word, and we know that'd be fully contrary to what God says. But here's Abraham now, who didn't have the full revelation of God. He knew, God told me to do this. Here he is in land Moriah, or he's headed to the land of Moriah, living in Beersheba, and he's there facing this particular test. You know why he did it? He did it to make sure his faith was genuine. This was the faith that Abraham, do you remember? It was 15 years earlier that he ended up having this child, Ishmael, that he ended up sending off. A few years earlier than that, Abraham here was past 100. You find Isaac himself now, who is in his mid-20s or so. It's not the picture that you and I would have of this little boy that he carries on his shoulders. It's not. He's a young man. So you end up finding Abraham now having his test proven. But let me move secondly to the fact that not only is it to prove Abraham's faith, to make sure it's genuine, but number two, it's to perfect Abraham's faith. In other words, it's to make sure that it's strong.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.